You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Call 905. Sounds good, feels good, and it tastes so good. Back with us, finally. She is the brains behind private dining experience Fat Fuku. It's Annette Tan. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
The last time you were here was almost 2 years ago, and I only just recently, like this year, managed to eat the amazing food you create out of your own kitchen. The hype was worth it, man.
Oh, thank you. Took you long enough.
It did. The anticipation was worth it.
It's basically taken on a life of its own. When I started it 2 years ago, I really wasn't sure what to expect of it. I just knew that it was something I wanted to do and to try out. It's more than exceeded my expectations. I have a lovely clientele of people who come back time and again.
So repeat customers.
And, I mean, new ones, of course. Mm. But in that time, I've continued writing.
Where can we read your stuff?
Mostly on CNA Lifestyle. On the 8 Days website. Mm-hmm. For 8 Days, I developed recipes like pandan kueh kosui that was pretty popular. Wow. For CNA Lifestyle, I do some food reviews and some food stories as well. Mm. So those things keep me busy too. Earlier last month, I was lucky enough to cook at the Straits Clan for 3 nights.
It's a swanky club.
It is for
at
sure.
At Bukit Baso, right?
Yes, it is. And I mean, that was so much fun. I've been on Silver Sea Cruises for their new Sea and Land Taste Project, the acronym for which is SALT, talking about Singapore food. So I also did the Singapore Heritage Festival recently, where I did a market tour and some talks and demos about Peranakan food and unforgotten foods. How we don't shop at the wet market anymore. Mm. So many of us assume that there are lots of ingredients that are not available to us anymore. Mm. But that's only because we don't go to the wet market.
Right.
So one of the things that I did was take people on a tour to introduce to them old ingredients that have always been around, like nangka, things like kacang botol.
The wing bean, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think you had at my house as well.
Yes.
Right? And to talk about how even though certain ingredients, for instance, like pig's lung, are no longer sold in Singapore, it doesn't mean that dishes like, there's a Peranakan dish called tihi cha rebung, which is anchored by pig's lung. Those dishes shouldn't disappear just because these things aren't available. You can always replace it with something else.
Yes.
Talking about reviving what we think are lost foods that are actually not lost, it's just that we haven't gone back to the old ways of going to the wet market, for instance.
Yeah.
I think it's important because that's how we keep our food heritage. That's how we don't lose sight of old dishes. Just because we can't spend time using a mortar and pestle to pound our rumpa doesn't mean we don't do it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many ways of reviving or keeping these things alive. And I think we need to do that more. Use as many modern appliances as you want.
Yeah.
If it means that these dishes continue to be part of our culture and part of our diet.
But the thing about the wet market is this. The people, if you establish a relationship with your butcher or the vegetable lady, then you know you have a conversation, and it is part of the joy of buying your food, knowing where it came from and cooking it.
And in this day and age, the market vendors are all second, third generation. They all speak English.
Yes.
You can actually ask and they'll be more than happy to tell you what those things are, how you can use them. I chat up the aunties next to me when I see this makcik buying something I don't recognize. Yeah. I ask her what it's for.
Yeah.
And in that way, I learn about things that I would never know about or be exposed to simply because I wasn't at the wet market.
Yeah.
You know.
So do you have a favorite wet market?
I do go to Bedok South. Very good, actually. It really has everything.
Mm.
I buy my buah keluak from there. I buy a whole bunch of vegetables, things like ulam, which you can't really get at many other markets.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great market to go to if you're in that area. And that was the market I did the tour at for the Heritage Festival. So I think as long as people are interested in cooking and don't stick to that whole old belief that there's only one way to do a certain thing. I mean, hey, it works for our times, right? We have jobs. We can't squeeze coconut milk by hand every day.
Yeah,
and all
true.
Those things.
It's
so
true.
We do what we have to keep it alive.
Yeah. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation, and there's more to come from my makan kaki Annette Tan. But first, we're going to take a break, get some music back on. Stay with us. We will return shortly.